good news for pizza lovers this weekend. And if you have some old jorts or cargo shorts laying around, go ahead and grab them because we know where to wear them. That's next on 90.5 WESA Social Club. Hello and welcome to Social Club for the weekend of Friday, August 5th. I'm Sarah Kovash, a digital editor here at WESA. And with me is a glowing Morning Edition host, Josh Rollerson.
Good day.
Good day. And then we have fresh from vacation, Rachel Carlson of Yelp Pittsburgh.
Hello.
Hi.
Fresh from Toronto.
Canada.
You have that fresh from Toronto look about you.
That glow that everybody has.
Oh, yeah.
That special something.
Sorry. That's all I heard all weekend. And then my husband kept going, "Yo hoses." I did like a New York accent.
That's so wrong.
I think the only Canadian references I know are from How I Met Your Mother, which is very sad.
Yeah. I mean, everyone says that our neighbors to the north are very nice, but I wouldn't say that they go above and beyond. I think they just say Surrey a lot, but they're not necessarily nicer.
It's just a habit.
Yeah, they're very hipstery up there. There were a lot of jorts. I did not have any jorts, neither did Kevin, and we felt out of place and jortless.
When I'm not at work, I'm pretty much exclusively in jorts. So
you fit in perfectly there. Yeah, because there were so many jorts.
You guys were judging me for my cargo shorts earlier.
And no, I was not judging you.
I was.
I felt like there was a little bit of judgment.
I was.
Rachel was totally judging me, yes.
I was telling you, my boyfriend loves his cargo shorts. He has all of his things in its own pocket.
I'm with him. I will proudly defend the cargo short.
Well, I also feel like, because guys usually, when they sit down, because like your wallet's usually in one back pocket, you have kind of like an uneven...
Exactly.
Yeah. So I feel like,
especially if you have like the Costanza wallet, that's 8 inches thick.
If you put, you know, a fortune cookie fortune in there, it'll snap open.
But like at a certain point, you know, you have to wear a belt with your cargo shorts because like too much weight in the cargo pocket drags you down.
No.
Isn't there a thing where somebody's like putting a bunch of like CD cases in one of the cargo pockets?
You can put anything in there. It's amazing.
But they call
them greatest technological breakthrough of the 20th century.
I read this article that, of course, I came across on Facebook, and it talked about how they are lumpy and unflattering, and that it basically came to be because of the military, and I think pilots or the Navy, they made them for utility, and so they needed
it's all about utility, yeah.
Yeah, guns or something in there. I don't know. And so now it's just a product of some sort of 1990s Abercrombie fashion. In Gap, I should say, and
so it was considered fashionable at one point
in the 90s.
I remember in the early 2000s, I had a pair of pants from Abercrombie that I loved, and they were like green, like parachute material, like huge cargo pockets on them. Yeah, they're comfy.
Had like faux cargo pants, bell bottoms in the 90s. I remember specifically a blue, they might have been Janko from Pacific Sunwear.
Oh my God, that's so 90s.
Yeah. So,
well, ladies, this has been a fascinating discussion of pants and shorts.
Jorts.
And jorts.
But where can we wear our pants and jorts this weekend?
Yeah. Where can you wear your jorts if you want to have
can't
a little
you?
Hipstery, Toronto-y flair? The Science of Beer is happening at the Carnegie Science Center.
Ooh.
It is. Ooh, they raised the
That
price.
Sounds like a cargo shorts crowd to me. My tribe.
Do you need to put a beer in there?
That's another one of the many uses of the cargo short.
Oh.
You can put a couple in each one.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so if you would like to wear cargo shorts or if you would like to be a little bit more fashionable, all is welcome. All are welcome at the Science Center for the Science of Beer. It is $19 prior to the event. And obviously at the Science Center, they're going to be doing scientifical studies of beer, which is
scientifical.
Yeah, pretty awesome. I mean, who doesn't love science and who doesn't love beer?
I like to, you know, test my hypothesis that when I drink a lot of beer, I'll get drunk.
I test that
scientific
hypothesis
method
quite regularly.
Well, if you would like to test that, we have Church Brew, which are actually celebrating, I think, 20 years.
Oh.
I just read.
I heard that. Yeah.
2025? No, I can't remember. They've been around for so long. Such a staple. They're bringing back their head brewer from the beginning.
Wow.
Which that's is pretty cool. Awesome. And brewing a anniversary beer. That's just a side note.
You know, like they're trying to reclaim like the prime craft brewer in Pittsburgh.
They should. Crown. Weren't we just talking about them last week too?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. So anyway, happy anniversary. They also have Blockhouse Brewing, which is one I don't know if I've ever heard of before. Have you? Blockhouse?
Are they new? I don't know them.
Must be. North Country Brewing, which is a very good one in
Slipper Rock. Out of New York State somehow.
No, Slippery Rock, sorry.
Okay.
And Spoonwood, which is right in the South Hills or Bethel Park area, and Straub Beer. Check that out.
Oh, wait, I got to throw out a plug real quick.
Okay.
If you're also interested in the science of mead, our reporter Liz Reed did an excellent story on that a while back where she explains everything that goes into basically from the bees puking up the honey or whoever it works.
What?
Yeah, all the way to.
I don't remember that story exactly, but that sounds right.
Yeah, no. And she has a beautiful hand-drawn graphic to go with it. So.
Of the bees throwing up and.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
It's on our website, WESA.FM.
Yes, it is. Okay.
So we're going to go away from that and talk about a couple festivals going on this weekend, including Feastival.
This sounds like my favorite kind of festival.
Feasting on food at a festival.
Mm-hmm.
You like that?
Mm-hmm.
So this is in McKees Rocks. This is, I believe, maybe the third year or fourth year. And it's all about promoting McKees Rocks and obviously awesome local food. So it's from 2:30 to 9:30 on Saturday, and they're going to have tons of different bands as well as a lot of different food trucks, which we obviously love and admire.
There's something so appealing about eating a meal from a good place off of a truck.
And they're all pretty awesome, to be honest. And we also have a $40 VIP ticket, so it's free to attend, but if you want to go baller style, you can pay $40 and it will get you into private VIP tent, a VIP area by the front of the stage, full service VIP cocktail bar, and a cooling station, which I think it's going to be pretty hot this weekend. So if you want to splurge and have your cooling station and drinks and food.
Or you could get one of those little hand fans and have your own.
Just blow it right up
station.
Your cargo shorts.
I always see those in Disney, the cooling things.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
They're like $20.
Well, you know, throw on some Mickey Mouse ears then, too.
Yeah.
Why not?
Well, if you have
I like
any.
This ensemble that's coming together. That's what I'm going to wear.
So just a couple of the different food trucks. Square Cafe, which is super awesome.
Oh,
and I'm super excited. I'm doing a milkshake tasting contest this week for them.
Like you're judging?
Yeah.
That.
Wow.
Hashtag blessed.
I know.
Wow.
I know.
Do you say that this one is much better than yours?
Khalees.
Never mind.
My milkshake is better than yours. Oh My Grill, Mac and Gold. So a lot of different great food trucks will be happening out there on Saturday. And then we also have the Dream On Festival, which is
ice cream festival.
I know. Duh. Which is part of the Dream Cream ice cream shop. So if you don't know, they're an amazing shop in downtown Pittsburgh on
Liberty
that sells ice cream to people, and the people that work there are dreamers. They're people that sign up for different shifts and make money to have their special dream come to reality.
I have a dream where I own an Xbox One.
Maybe you can make some extra money.
Yeah.
I also have heard of great causes where a friend of mine was raising money to race in some kind of race. This is a horrible story because I don't remember what the charity was, but it was a race for a charity. So she was raising money for a good cause. Anyway, what I want to tell you about really is that they're having this Dream On Festival on Friday and Saturday in Market Square. Obviously, they're going to be serving up their delicious ice cream, which is just the first scoop on many different scoops of the ice cream cone. They're also going to have different DJs there, obviously great entertainment, and they're going to have a lot of different ice cream flavors. So
it's just like, it's in Market Square, right?
Yeah, and it's free.
Yeah. It's just like a good vibe down there if you're headed down there for any reason.
Yeah, and they'll have local artists as well, too. So you can check out art, ice cream, and entertainment. And then we also have on Saturday the Steel City Pizza Fest Game of the Doughs.
It's Game of Doughs.
Game of Doughs. Sorry. I don't know. I came
like Game of Thrones.
Sorry. You Game of Thrones people.
Right.
So at noon at East End Brewing, they're going to be doing a pizza off.
This is the second of, they had a pizza fest, right? This is the same pizza fest, people?
I'm not sure.
They had a pizza fest a couple months ago, and it was the second one. They'd done one the year before, but I think it's been so popular that they're just doing another one. I could be incorrect. But.
I thought they just did one.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
And it rained like crazy, I believe, on that day.
They say even a bad pizza festival is still good.
No. Unless you have soggy pizza.
I would eat soggy pizza.
Okay. Well, if you have a favorite pizza, like maybe Pizza Taglio, Minio's, which I know people fight about, Angelo's, Spack Brothers, so lots of different pizzas going
Spack
on here.
Spack Brothers is one that I still have not tried. I've tried so many pizzas in the Berg. And
if you're a vegetarian, that's like the jam. So,
where can you get a really good gluten-free pizza in this town?
Oh gosh, Josh.
I have a friend who's gluten free who would know, but
if I can go to my little Yelp search engine, Mercurio's. Mercurio's in Shadyside.
Oh, really?
There's a
place in Squirrel Hill.
There's a place
in Squirrel Hill.
Yeah, I can't think of the name.
Like, it keeps changing ownership and changing names.
Okay.
But they always seem to have gluten free pizza, and it's kind of okay, but you know, nothing amazing.
It looks like Spack Brothers has an allergy-free pizza.
Allergy-free. Huh.
I think that a lot of places, too, because I know I was talking to Pizza Taglio, and they said that if you call ahead, that they can potentially accommodate you. Wing Hearts, it looks like, has... Oh, they have gluten-free buns for their burgers. Sorry, that was going off a little bit. So it looks like if you go on the Yelp and type in gluten-free pizza, which I just did, there's a handful of places.
That's your answer to everything. Go to Yelp.
Well, I kind of am employed by them.
That's
so
what they pay you to say, I guess. Yeah.
And then we also have the regatta this weekend, which I kind of am super pumped for the fact that two different 90s bands are going to be playing.
Wait, which ones?
So we have Better Than Ezra on Friday at 7:15, and then the Gin Blossoms.
Oh, the Gin Blossoms. Oh,
yeah.
Shucks.
So get your cargo shorts out.
So it's a whole 90s fest, both on Friday. Looks like Better Than Ezra, 7:15.
I always thought the Gin Blossoms were underrated.
I like the Gin Blossoms.
What's their main song? I know it. I just can't
think. There's like five of them.
Hey Jealousy is the one that... Right?
Yeah.
And
Found Out About You.
That one. Yep. Yeah, you know. They're all sort of they have several catchy pop hits that were well executed.
Follow You Down. There's a lot of good ones.
Oh yeah.
Anyway.
Yes. This is the period when I was a commercial radio DJ, They all are attached to memories.
Wait, I wanna hear your commercial DJ voice.
Oh, it's pretty much the Morning Edition voice.
Really? No. You aren't like...
Today's hits, 70s, 80s, and 90s.
No.
It's been years. I don't know.
That was great.
Yeah, that was great. I love it.
I think you should go with that for...
I think I will.
...the rest of your career.
NPR's Morning Edition. I have been agitating for years for a soundboard in here with fart noises and like little musical jingles and stuff. It would make it so much better. But
right? There's nothing else that they can turn to in Pittsburgh to get that in the morning.
It's like first 10 callers get Terry Gross tickets. something like that.
We
do that at pledge time. Never mind.
Yeah, that's, or tote bag.
I was going to say this is a great great topic to devote the whole show to at some point.
What are you saying, Rachel?
Josh's commercial radio career.
Mm, yeah.
Well,
okay, wait. I have a question about the regatta.
There's dragon boats. Yes.
What's that?
Dragon boats. They're the crazy dragon boats. They like look like dragons, and they race them on the river.
Yeah.
Is that different from the contest they do, where you kind of like make weird boats out of like non-boat material, and then you have to race them, and then they usually fall apart in the water?
It's similar, but that's not the Red Bull sponsored. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, it looks like there's. Oh, I was gonna say there is a Red Bull DJ, so maybe they're doing that.
Wasn't the regatta usually on 4th of July weekend?
They changed it because
we had this conversation.
I think they changed it because every single year it rained. I think, or maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm making that up and it's just
because
they
didn't. That's not really how weather works.
Tell that to the Arts Fest.
Yeah. I know. Well, okay, maybe it's just because they didn't want to compete against 4th of July.
That makes more sense.
Okay, I'm totally lying on that. I'm making this up. Sorry, regatta people.
Okay, I apologize. We talked about that already.
This is really cool. So a lot of times it does rain on the regatta and so nothing ever happens, which is a bummer because there's a lot of cool things going on in terms of the activities on the water. Jet ski stunts looks really cool, as well as, like I said, the dragon boat races. And Venture Outdoors is going to be doing, obviously, a lot of kayaking on the river, which is super awesome.
I did that last weekend. It was awesome.
Oh, nice.
Isn't it great?
It's great.
You didn't jump out and swim in the river?
Ugh.
No.
I mean, oh.
I had to go home and shower immediately just from, like, my skin was already itchy just from what splashed.
Oh, no.
That river's bad news. But it was fun to paddle around in.
Yeah. It's fun to, I know, every time I get a little sprinkle from the kayaking, I'm like, ugh. But
keep
I
your
still
mouth
do
closed.
It. What'd you say?
Keep your mouth closed.
Yeah. That's what they're going to have to do in Rio.
Unless, you know, you want to acquire superpowers or something.
Yeah. Third eye.
That's true. Blinky, the third eye fish. So lots going on this weekend, obviously.
Yeah. Indeed.
Lots of fests and...
pizza, ice cream, beer.
Jorts.
Boats.
Cargo shorts.
Jorts. Cargo shorts.
That's the most summer thing ever.
Dream 90s weekend.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah. So enjoy your weekend.
See you guys next week.
Bye.
Problems with police prosecutors and courts dominate the news, and people are asking, is our criminal justice system broken? Maybe, but it's broken in some pretty interesting ways. I'm University of Pittsburgh Law Professor David Harris, host of the Criminal Injustice Podcast. I'll talk with the people who know the system best and hear their best ideas for fixing it. Find Criminal Injustice in iTunes or at WESA.FM.
Pittsburgh.
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 Pittsburgh's NPR news station.
This is 90.5 FM.
WESA Pittsburgh.
Streaming at WESA.FM.